Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I am your host, Shanda Cadet, with Business, Babies, and Beauty. I help women entrepreneurs balance business and family. And today, I am so super excited to be in studio with Jay Nash.
Hey.
Hi, Jay Nash. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. So let me give you a little bit of background on Miss Jay Nash. In 2013, Judy J. Nash launched Foot Candy Gel Inserts. The trendy gel inserts are a non-prescription gel insert to help relieve painful pressure at the ball of the foot. Jay, like many other women, have calluses, and in order for her to protect her feet against callus and other foot disorders, she set out on a mission to transform heels into a comfortable, stylish place for your feet. Since 2013, Jay Nash has added more products to the Foot Candy brand, calling it the trendy foot care brand. Proceeds from Foot Candy benefit widows like Jay and children. Jay Nash.
Yes.
Tell us about Foot Candy. Tell us about it. How did it start? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
Well, you know what? I just had one of those days in which I was at home and I was like, you know what? I'm having issues with the feet here, you know?
Yes.
I mean, like you read in the bio, I do have calluses, and that's a lot from, I run a lot, mm-hmm. and it's a friction. It's almost like a friction that of hard skin, dead mm-hmm. skin, it mm-hmm. starts to, you know, pretty much come up on the balls of your foot. Some mm-hmm. women get them at the heel of their foot, too. Mm-hmm. Some women, it's almost like corns. You
I
know?
Do. I get them at the heel at the and heel. At the ball.
At the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we love heels, right?
Right.
So that's the struggle. And for me, I consider myself to be a tomboy in a sense. Mm-hmm. I play basketball. I do a lot of running. And so for me, I love heels. And so I'm a tomboy with heels, okay?
I'm looking at you. I would have never thought that you're yeah. playing basketball.
I play basketball. I do a lot. You know, I have a lot of guy friends.
Okay.
But growing up, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. Mm-hmm. And growing up for me, it was one of those situations where I had all guy friends. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just led throughout college and life in general. Although I have some great good Judies, okay? And so For me, I love heels. And once I got introduced to heels, like early college, I just mm-hmm. fell in love. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I realized that my feet hurt in these heels. And I started to research ways to really just take care of your feet if mm-hmm. you wear them. You know, mm-hmm. Foot Candy is a line that helps to alleviate some of that painful pressure in those areas in which causes calluses and those tender areas on the back of your heel. And of mm-hmm. course, we have other products that we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. But again, for me, I just was like, I want to help women, you
yes,
know,
and
that's what I set out on a mission, to really just help us out in any way and just bring it trendy. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted to separate myself from the pack of other people in the foot care industry.
Yes.
So I was at home like in 2013, honey, after doing this VH1 show. And
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I need some money.
Yes.
And so that's pretty much how it happened. You know, just sitting at home and trying to find a way to help women. And, you know, like I said, we deal with those issues. We love heels.
Yes,
we don't
we
listen
do.
To our doctors or orthopedics or
right.
anything like that.
I wore mine all through pregnancy.
I did, too.
Oh.
I did. I must admit, my husband, oh, my gosh, he was so upset. Like, mm-hmm. what if you follow up? Don't speak so negative,
right?
You know? So we've blossomed, and I am just so excited that people really have taken us in, you
mm-hmm.
know. My plan is to make it a household name,
yes,
you know,
yes.
within the coming years. And so I'm just so excited
that's
to
really good.
Introduce a product that's a necessity.
It's,
you know,
it really
and,
is.
And like I say, hey, check this out, girls and ladies, I'm not gonna say your feet is not gonna hurt in them heels, okay? Because our foot are not made for heels. Let's just get that straight. We
mm-hmm.
have arches.
Yes.
But if you can help help alleviate that pain, you can help your receptors. And what happens with your receptors, that's how women get corns. That's mm-hmm. how you get bunions mm-hmm. because your receptor starts to like break off and all those receptors point. And
interesting.
So that's how you get the, when you see women and mm-hmm. they have like what we consider bunions, yes. it's because of those receptors. It's, oh my gosh, it's metatarsalgia, and you don't want that issue when right. you get older. So if you can help alleviate it right now by adding extra cushion mm-hmm. because you're not so much like providing that pressure on mm-hmm. you, and then why not buy
and
some
it
foot
is
candy?
It is cushiony. I have my foot candy.
Yes!
And my shoe.
Let me take a picture of
right
on.
Now. And it really is like these shoes in particular are not the most comfortable, but the gel insert is so cushiony. Like you feel it in every step.
Yeah,
it's really
do.
Cushiony and
Hold
pillowy.
That back up again.
Okay. It's cushiony and it's pillowy.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
It's gel. You know, listen, you can go and get any over-the-counter gel, but we prefer for you to get Foot Candy to help you with that problem. They, I mean, those gel lips retail for $5.50. Mm-hmm. Not that expensive.
Not at all.
Our heel liners, which we're introducing at our launch mm-hmm. on the 9th, which is tomorrow at 7 p.m.
So exciting.
Yeah. Those are cushion gels as well. We have our heel caps that we're introducing out. So, mm-hmm. you know, women who tend to tear up their
Me.
Heels. Okay. Okay, me too.
Oh my gosh.
It helps you with protection. It helps with stability in addition to all of that good stuff, girl. Mm-hmm. If you want to walk on some grass so your feet won't sink in the grass, if
exactly.
you're attending weddings, unfortunately, if you go to a funeral, things mm-hmm. like that, mm-hmm. heel caps help you without, you know, tearing up your shoe. I mean, these women pay like thousands of dollars.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I'm always concerned about my shoe because whether they are inexpensive or expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to mess up.
No.
I don't want my heels Who to be messed
that?
Up. Nobody does.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's awesome. So how many products do you have currently?
Okay, so we have our gel lip cushion mm-hmm. for our ball of our foot. We have the heel, our Happy Heels. They're called Happy Heel mm-hmm. liners.
Okay, and describe that for us.
Okay, so our Happy Heel liners go at the back of your heel. So say for instance that friction area. Yep. Well, no, it actually goes right inside your shoe.
Okay, inside.
At mm-hmm. the back. So say, for instance, you buy a shoe and it's too big, right? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so you want to get that happy heel. Say, for instance, you have a pair of flats and it just keep rubbing mm-hmm. and it causes that burn and you get a blister back there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get that happy heel liner for those type of situations.
Okay.
And we have them that come in pour-on cushion, which is pour-on cushion is made in the U.S. Those run at roughly about $5.50.
Mm-hmm.
And then our gel ones, which you put in the back as well. Great for men, guys. Okay. So I have a
awesome.
Clear one specifically designed for you guys.
That's
okay?
good. They have foot problems too.
They do. I mean, come on. Stacey Adams hurt, right?
Do you ever hear from men who
I
say,
do.
Okay, what are their complaints?
Oh my gosh. Like not too long ago, I was at Giuseppe and I was talking to the store manager there and I was asking her about the line, if we can introduce the line at Giuseppe. And
mm-hmm.
she goes, well, you know, Giuseppe doesn't necessarily do this, but check this out.
Mm-hmm.
So our guys, they have like this boot with the zippers on the side mm-hmm. for Giuseppe. And she was explaining to me that zipper rubs because their cushion inside their shoe is about that thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, oh. So she said, well, if you can get some, you know, some little nice gel cushions for the guys, mm-hmm. insoles, we mm-hmm. call those insoles for the whole foot, and then we can bring you in here. And I'm going, oh.
There it is.
But yes, I do get a lot of guys who are really interested in protecting their feet too. Again, you know, it's all about protecting your feet because
yes.
it leads to abnormalities. You know, you really start having disformed feet after
yes.
a while from wearing heels and men tight fitted shoes. So
mm-hmm.
you want to be able to protect those areas. We have corn cushions. They'll be here hopefully tomorrow in
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our corn cushions. All right. Those are just going to be your basic corn cushions that we want to add to the line
mm-hmm.
Simply because, you know, we have women who deal with that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Claudia Jordan just
mm-hmm.
on Housewives of
yes.
Real Housewives of Atlanta
yes.
Talked about, you know, she has hammer toes
mm-hmm.
and you know, I tweeted her and I go, well, you know what, you're not the only person who
right.
deals with this issue.
Right.
I'm glad that you're able to bring that up.
Yes. And
women
to just
talk about it.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they think they have like super feet, right?
Exactly. everyone's not blessed in that category.
Well, honey, I'm trying to help you out. I just want to help you strive.
Yes, thank you for helping us out with that. That is so amazing. So if we wanted to purchase these Foot Candy products, where would we go to purchase them?
Well, you should come out tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
It's going to be at Cumberland Mall at Baker's Shoes. It's inside Cumberland Mall. You want to go through, it's close to Maggiano's for the entrance for Baker's.
Mm-hmm.
You can come out tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to be doing some, you know, showing people how to place and how to take care of your feet.
Right.
We want to educate you. I'm finding myself educating African-American women, opposed to my Caucasian women, when it comes to foot care, simply because we don't know about this type of product.
That is true. We don't.
Dr. Schultz has been around for so long. And I mean, shout out to them, because that's a lot of my inspiration. It comes from Dr. Schultz. And so Caucasian women have been on them for so long.
That's true.
The Hill Caps has been around forever. They do them at the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our sisters and African-American women is who I'm starting to educate more about the product, because, you know, I mean, we are glamorous, you know,
exactly.
And we like those nice shoes. And so, you know, your feet hurt, honey, and you need some protection. But you can log on to our website. It's footcandy.net with the K, FOOTKANDY.net. You can go right online and you can purchase you some Happy Heel liners for the back of your foot. They're great for flats as well. We have our ball of foot gel cushions, which are perfect for flats. You know how you wear flip-flops, and if you wear them for so long, your feet start burning right at the ball of your foot?
Yes.
Our cushions help for that. We have our corn cushions that's going to help you if you're dealing with corns. Or maybe you just have a problematic area and you want to just provide some cushion from rubbing on your feet. Corn cushions are great for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our heel caps. So I think we're going to have about 4 different products tomorrow that we're introducing to the market for our relaunch.
That's good, because I'm certainly loving my foot candy feet right now.
Just you're going on my Instagram, you know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have a question from Periscope. Someone wants to know, what's the difference between foot candy and gels?
Okay, so our foot candy is made out of gel cushion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the difference. So pour-on cushion it has like this material on it in a sense, and it's really it actually feels great, but the difference between a gel cushion, which what we have, which are lip gel, and we have a few of them for our Happy Heel liners, is those in particular are great if you have calluses.
Okay.
So you want to put that gel on, because it really helps you with alleviating that you know, that pain, because again, calluses is that hard skin that comes about.
Yes.
And then we have one Happy Heel liner that's black, which is pour-on cushion. And pour-on cushion is really here made in the U.S. and that is just to help you just in general. It's it's just, you know, pour-on cushion. It's almost like a fabric type, a little bit harder than a gel, but it works great if you don't have that problem area for calluses. So we wanted to deal with, you know, multiple women. You know, not all women deal with calluses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just want to be able to provide that extra cushion in general to help you get by. So that's what the pour-on cushion is for.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, thank you. So walk us through the design process. How did you come up with the lips?
Okay.
Because when I think about Dr. Scholl's and I think about foot candy next to it, it's just so yummy. I want to grab it.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
You know? We want you to look at it as yummy. Listen, on our packaging, we specifically say that this is not candy, okay?
Right. And my kids were like, "What?" I said, "It's foot candy. It's foot candy. Can we eat it?" No, you cannot eat it. It's for my shoes.
No, please don't. We don't want the baby in the hospital. Okay, so the design process. I designed everything myself.
Awesome. You did an amazing job.
Yeah,
packaging and everything.
Packaging everything down to the T, honey, to writing out. It's so much in it. So what happens is, when I decided, because right now we're promoting our lip. We do have other cushions coming, like Hello Kitty is coming really soon. We have a transparent lip coming, as well as the transparent Hello Kitty. We actually have a butterfly. We have flowers. I wanted my line to be trendy. We are the trendy foot care brand. We want to be up against people like Dr. Scholl's. We want to get on Shark Tank and let people know that we are really trying to transform those heels into a comfortable, stylish place for your feet, you know? And that's what we're trying to do here. So the design process is, my manufacturing companies are overseas, and You know, I reached out to maybe three or four and, mm-hmm. and finally found one
yes.
that would, you know, just, you know, do something weird for me.
Right.
I, you know, some people are just a little fashion, too fashion forward for me. I'm fashion weird.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of me contributing to the fashion world a unique product,
yes,
you know,
yes.
something that they have not had before. Yeah. Although you may see some similar Happy Heel liners mm-hmm. that are similar to other product lines. We've gone over and beyond. To make sure that this product really works for you all and that it is going to help you get by, you know, mm-hmm. through that evening. You can take your shoes off when you get in the car, but don't
right.
take them off at the event, okay?
Right.
Or in the club or outside on the nasty ground,
right.
anything like that. So it's very strategic. You know, you have to word everything because my overseas company, my packaging company, I have two different packaging companies,
mm-hmm.
one here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and one's overseas. The thing about U.S. Is that it costs a lot more to get products made
it
here
does.
In
it
the
really
U.S.
does.
Opposed to overseas. And I know some people are opposed to purchasing overseas. But
mm-hmm.
for me, I felt like you can really get a quality product if you really are hands-on with your product
yes.
from this company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before I promoted my lip, I wore them almost a year.
Right.
You know, we had a launch in 2013 at Black Girls Run
mm-hmm.
convention,
mm-hmm.
we did incredible numbers. And at that point, I realized that I was onto something, you
mm-hmm.
know, that I had something that could potentially grow
mm-hmm.
and become a household name. And
mm-hmm.
so for me, I just wanted to present a product that I felt that was unique enough,
mm-hmm.
that it was fashion forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fashion designers that I look up to, Sophia Webster, she's a shoe designer,
mm-hmm.
really, really different,
mm-hmm.
you know, fashion world, Betsy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type of women that I look up to in the fashion industry. And although I don't necessarily post a lot about the fashion sense,
mm-hmm.
I spend a lot more time trying to excel in producing a product,
yeah,
you know, product
yeah.
line. And
yeah.
so I consider myself to be a little weirdo in a sense, you know.
I think all entrepreneurs have to be a little weird,
you
right?
You step outside the box. You know?
Definitely have to step
you
outside
do.
The box.
You have to step outside the box and just create something that's unique enough for people to say, well, wow,
mm-hmm.
like, this is really cool.
It's
know?
Really cool, and the price point is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you go spend $5
$5
for
I mean,
your feet to be
like,
really comfortable?
That's almost a meal at McDonald's on which you shouldn't eat, right?
Right.
Sorry for the promotion, you guys. I'm sorry, but, you know, I mean, $5 and 50 cents to help alleviate that pain is worth it to
right.
me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Our highest price point is $9.99, and that's for
really
our heel caps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we do our price points, I have to take into consideration the packaging, you know,
Absolutely.
The shipping, you know, and everything.
Everything.
A lot of people, you know, like I said, I go to certain businesses, and
mm-hmm.
when I go to them and ask them if we can get product placement,
mm-hmm.
you know, I deal with a lot of people who say, well, you know what? I think that's just too much. Well, for
mm-hmm.
me, it takes a lot of time to get this baby off the ground.
It
you
does.
Know, this is my baby. You
right,
know?
Right.
It takes time. And so I got to consider time.
Mm-hmm.
I have to consider, you know, I'm a mom. I
Absolutely.
Am a single parent. It takes time away from my baby. I'm up half the night because it's a 12-hour difference between
yes.
U.S. and overseas.
I'm going through the same things now because I'm dealing with manufacturers overseas, and I'm like, you have to be on their time, so you have to be up at these
All
weird
night.
Hours
yeah.
and getting no sleep.
No sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Gaining weight, eating
yes.
Twizzler pull pills in the bed.
Rolling
oh
over, eating gummy worms and
yeah,
just
right? It's like
pretzels.
To stay up.
Right?
Trying to stay up.
So talk a little bit more about that balancing motherhood with your business.
You know, I'm grateful to have a little girl. My daughter's name is Faith. It's spelled with the P-H-A-I-T-H instead of
Beautiful.
L. My late husband did it. I'm a widow. And for me, I really wanted to leave a legacy for
yes,
my daughter,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just grateful to have a kid
yes.
that understands mommy,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
I've been doing this since she's been born, so it's nothing new for her.
Right.
I had a shoe boutique in Indianapolis for 4 years. We won several awards.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a shoe boutique called Love Faithed, P-H-A-I-T-H,
That's
named
awesome.
After my daughter for
mm-hmm.
4 years in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she would come to work with me. And so she understands the struggle. She understands that mommy is really trying to pave the way for her.
Right.
And, you know, but it does get difficult at times, especially with those crazy hours of speaking to your manufacturing company, because you have to turn around and be up at, you know, 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because they're probably at lunch at 1 o'clock at midnight. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And so you turn around, have to get up at 6 in the morning and get the kid off to school and things like that. And so for me, I when I tell you I am a zombie and a vampire, okay? So for me, what works for me is, and this is how I do it, I try to get power naps in as much as I can. As an entrepreneur, we have flexible schedules. We have flexible schedules. I try to get that phone turned off whenever I can. In addition to that, you know, I allow her to understand what mommy doing. I communicate with her a lot, and she's nine. She just turned nine on the first, and so for me, it's like, well, hey, listen, mommy got to take this phone call. So we got this money, honey. Exactly. We got to get it, and so
she's probably like, take that phone call
because I want to go here. Right, know? I want to do this. I want to do that, and so you know, but. One thing that works for me is balancing of prayer, you know, and I definitely have to incorporate a prayer into my life, you know, on the daily basis. You know, I have to incorporate that, because if I didn't, it for me, I lose it, you know, and you got to have that balance. And, you know, being a single mom, I'm grateful to have my mom. I moved my mom down here because I was explaining to her, I'm wanting something here. I'm going to need your help.
Right.
You know, and so. My mom moved in with me, and she has helped me tremendously with the support of helping take care of my daughter when, you know, I'm out and about, because people don't realize when you have a business, you have to have a brand.
Yes, you do.
And so you have to brand yourself specifically before you can put a product out, because it's almost like you're putting a product out unless you have all of this money that you can advertise and, you know, you have the budget to extend, you know, that extra advertising to certain, you know, commercials or corporate companies. And then you could do that. But for me, it's not like that. So again, you know, I say it's a balance of prayer. It's really about, you know, I have to get out here and I have to network here and there.
Yes.
But what I've learned as far as getting out branding here in Atlanta.
Yes.
Talk about that. Oh my gosh. You have to balance it out, sweetheart, because at one point I was going and I was exhausted, you know, I was exhausted. And so I had to pick and choose what events I'm able to attend.
You're absolutely right about that.
You have to. Nothing wrong with that.
You
have
to. You can't make them all, and you have to be strategic about the events that you're going to attend as an entrepreneur. Is this event good for my brand, or am I just going to hang out?
Absolutely, you do. And so you have to differentiate the differences. You know, you have to understand what it is that you're trying to do and where you're trying to go with your product.
True.
And so for me, I had to come to terms with understanding, okay? Listen, I had to come to terms with understanding that I cannot be everywhere in everybody's face at one time.
Yes.
So if I'm not able to make this event, please believe I'm going to be there within that year, okay?
Right.
I just may not make that event.
Yes.
But I'm going to support you.
Yes.
Either I'm going to donate to you, I'm going to donate to your nonprofit organization, because I can do that from home, and or, you know, if you have another event, I'm trying to make it to your location to support you, because I try to support everybody.
Yes.
You know, I try to support women as much, more so than a lot, because we need the support.
Right.
You know, we really need the support with one another. And that's what helps us grow. I mean, women are the biggest consumers if you really, you know,
we
you
certainly
get down
are.
To it.
Let's get down to it. We certainly are. And that's a good thing about you. I'm always seeing that you're supporting other women in business. It's so important that we do that.
It's so important that
we lift each other up in business. But I want to talk a little bit more about branding. That term is just being used so loosely these days. Like, everybody is branding. What does that mean for you, branding?
Branding for me is not social media. Okay. Branding for me is really getting out here and kicking it with the movers and the shakers.
Yes.
Okay. Branding for me is really setting a standard for who I am and what I represent as a woman, as an individual, as an entrepreneur. So I would do a lot of things behind the scenes, a lot, because those things too get you the recognition.
Yes.
Okay. Here in Atlanta, we get so bottled down with, hey, I have to be here and I have to do that because this person is doing it. And yes, branding has been, it has been misinterpreted. I mean, nowadays, a lot of people are taking the word branding and using it as a platform to gain some kind of monetary expense, which is okay. Touche, you know what? To each his own. But for me, I want to stay relevant for a very long time.
Yes.
I don't just want to just be here and just go away after this brand. So you have to continue to evolve.
Yes.
as a person, you have to continue to evolve, because your brand, whatever it is, Foot Candy, if I don't present myself, if I don't wear my product,
right.
Okay, let's just say this. If I don't wear my product, how can I say that I am branding my product, right?
Right.
So everywhere that I go, my product is with me. I have it on my shoes right now,
right.
Okay? And there's
and
several
beautiful
in the car.
Shoes at that.
Thank you. And there's several in the car. But it's really, to me, branding is who you are and what you represent.
Right.
If you aren't representing, I tell people all the time, I'm your favorite good Judy, but honey, listen, I'm straightforward. I'm real. I'm down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of things I shouldn't do. We all have vices and things like that. But I definitely make sure that I'm supportive of another person and show that appreciation to people.
Right.
And that is reciprocated,
mm-hmm.
because that's loyalty to
yes,
me. And
is.
I'm loyal to my brand.
Yes.
I'm loyal to my product.
Yes.
So here in Atlanta, they have like so many little functions. And
yes.
brunches and
right. Look, I have one coming up August 9th.
I seen it. It's the Big Hat, right?
Big Hat brunch.
I see. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you know what? Listen, you're doing that for your brand, right?
I am doing it for my brand.
It's not necessarily about the money in
no,
a sense.
It's not.
A lot of people get that misconstrued.
It's to help women entrepreneurs just balance it all and also just highlight mompreneurs for mm-hmm. doing everything that we do all day long. We get up, we're feeding kids, we're running errands, we're doing business, we're making moves, we're talking to people all overseas, we're up. It's just crazy. It gets crazy. And so I definitely want to award some women for just doing that.
That's so great.
I love it.
That's so great. I'm so proud of you. You know, Shanda, when you came on and I met you, I was just like, you know what? You know, sometimes you meet people and you just feed off that genuine, that abundance of genuineness that they have. And I felt that about you. You
oh,
know,
thank
it's
you.
It's like, you know, you meet people and some people you run across, you're like, okay, well, nice meeting you. And, you know, I mm-hmm. reach out via email and you keep that connection just as that, you know?
Right.
But for some people, you run into people and, you know, they're representing who they are so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take that in and you try to, you know, make friends and you try to become, you know, hey, like, how can I assist in some
right,
way,
you absolutely.
Know, with individuals that are like you and I, you
mm-hmm.
know, you have to have that form, but that's not to just downplay anybody else that I run into,
because
mm-hmm. I try to be open-minded about a lot of support, a lot of people. And I have girlfriends that don't support my line.
Yes.
And I'm not upset with them not supporting my line. It may not just intrigue them enough, you know, and that's okay.
Well, but, I'm not upset, but I'm concerned.
Of course you should be.
I'm concerned.
Upset, but you should be concerned.
Because why aren't, I mean, even if just it's support, you mm-hmm. don't have to like it. Support me because I'm an entrepreneur. I decided that I wanted to be in control of my career and I wanted to make this product or build this service or whatever it is. And just support me, donate, do something, buy a t-shirt, do something that lets me know that you have my back. Otherwise, I'm going to be concerned.
Yeah. As you should. I mean, I don't think that we shouldn't be concerned about
mm-hmm.
those friendships. But I interviewed someone on my show before. And usually, like I said, if I feel like you're not reciprocating that loyalty back, I tend to cut you off, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like this. And this is how I feel. I feel like how, as far as evolving
mm-hmm.
as an entrepreneur, because every day I evolve. Every
yes.
day I learn something new about myself, about my product,
yes.
and I research it. So how do you evolve? And I posted this. Let me bring this up, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people get tend to, hey, when you get big, don't forget about me, blah,
yes.
blah, blah. Or, hey, when you make a lot of money, don't be trying to act funny and feel this way. Well, for me, I personally feel like this. If it doesn't evolve me,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't involve me.
Hey.
Okay? So if it does not evolve me, it shouldn't involve me.
And one more time. One more time.
If it doesn't evolve me,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't involve me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that from Rico Love, and I was listening to his message one day, and I said, you know what? People say, well, hey, you know what? You got some of my girlfriends, you got your business going, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you just forgot about us small people.
Yes.
No, I didn't, sweetheart. What I did was I start to incorporate or be around people who are like-minded.
Yes.
I start to grow with people who are similar to me and have
yes.
goals like me.
Yes.
That way I am inspired by these people. I can't be inspired by somebody who's complacent.
Yes.
I can't be inspired by someone who's not willing to take that initiative to go somewhere. So it's not that, hey, hey, I'm not calling you to hang out with you. No, I can't go to the club with you. I went to the club when I did my VH1 days.
Yes.
I'm done with that. Right now, I can't make no money in the club. I'm spending money because it costs gas to get there. Okay?
Right.
So my the way I look at things now is that, you know, I'm trying to evolve as a person. And in order for me to evolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't evolve me, baby, I can't be around you. That I'm sorry. So I feel like we're in a world, in a society now where so much negativity is portrayed out for people.
Yes.
And there's so much, there's, you know, you feel like you got the support of your family and friends, but in retrospect, that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just kind of leeching off you in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, yeah, hey, I'm still going to give you those words of encouragement, but that words of encouragement is you need to find yourself. And when you
and that is so true.
Reach back out to me because I can't be around it right now when I'm trying to grow.
That is so
true. I can't
grow
where it's just a circle and we're in this box and we can't get anywhere. Can't do it. And that's
so entrepreneurs out there, if you're listening, hear what Jay is saying. Surround yourself with people who are doing and thinking like you.
Mm-hmm.
Elevate yourself. Get into groups and circles that are going to elevate you. That way you won't be upset when we're elevated, right?
Yeah, no,
you won't be upset. You'll be like, girl, I'm going with you. Mm-hmm. I see you there. I'm going to be there too.
I meet you there, right?
Right.
I agree. I think that's the way we have to start thinking. You know, I mean, it's we want to love everybody, you know, and I find myself, you know, I find myself being in a lot of situations where people do want to, you know, take you in and they, you know, they feed you this energy. And mm-hmm. once they feed you this energy, if it's, because I'm on my positive route right now.
Yes.
Again, it's taking
and as
some
an entrepreneur,
time.
You have to
you
be
have
positive.
To. But it had it not been for my business and me taking the time of that investment,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know, you know, I don't know where I would be right now. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, you know, I've been around the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had my club days. I've done radio for over 7, 8, 9 years already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had my club days in my 20s and I released a calendar when I was 30 that was a sex appeal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, but I was really, it was my dirty 30. Mm-hmm. And I was celebrating the fact that I look good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the other day I had a guy say, well, hey, you gonna release another calendar? No, because I'm not in that same place anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown from that place.
Yes.
You know, I've done that now. Now
there are
I'm
different
on my
seasons.
my empowerment coaching segment right now.
Yes.
And that's not where I'm at right now. So
right.
I'm glad you purchased the calendar. I appreciate you looking out for home girl, but unfortunately, I'm just not in that same place anymore. And so, you know, I definitely want to encourage everybody that, you know, you have to put yourself around people who are positive.
Yes.
You have to, I mean, I'm a widow. So just imagine the things that I've gone through. You know, just imagine the fact that, you know, you losing your best friend, you're losing your child's father, and, you know, you're trying to figure out how you're going to pick those pieces up.
Yes.
How are you still going to maintain after this?
Yes.
And so I had to rebuke a lot of stuff, and mm-hmm. I had to take myself out of certain situations to make a path for myself. And so, you know, I had to create my own lane.
Yes.
And I cherish that, and I love that. And, you know, I love the people who's coming to my life now, who's mm-hmm. present. Mm-hmm. I love the people who's been in my life because I graduated from the university with a PhD of mistakes, baby. And so, you know, I mean, when you get to that point in life, you just like, hey, I just can't handle all the rest of that stuff that's not going to help me get to where I'm trying to be right now.
Right. Well, you're so beautiful and so
Thank
put
you.
Together. Like, what helps you stay so organized and just how do you stay organized with everything.
Okay. Well, I have a team. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my incredible publicist, Lakeithia Anderson with 1608 Creative. Shout out to Lily Mae PR for spearheading this event for me, this launch that's going on here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I have a group of team people. I have a marketing director. I have a good girlfriend who gives me free advice on marketing. Okay.
Yes.
That's why I
that's
tell you, you gotta be
good.
Around. Look, you gotta
Absolutely.
Be around them people gonna help you,
that's right?
Right? And so, you know, I have my days. Don't get it twisted. I have my days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have those days where I have to check myself.
Yes.
And You know, and if had it not been for having a child that believes so much into me, because that's where the motivation comes from, ultimately. Yes. It comes from the kid, because, again, I want to leave a legacy for my child.
Yes.
And I want her to be able to eat off that without the IRS coming for her. Okay?
Right.
So a lot of that motivation comes from her. But to be well put is that, you know, you have to separate yourself from the pack. You know, you have to separate yourself from the people who aren't making those movers and shaker moves, because, you know, as an entrepreneur, in order for you to even get to where you need to be, you have to be around people that you can grow from, you know. So
that is so true.
Sitting in here or you know, interviewing women on my show, mm-hmm. I learn a lot from that, and that's why I developed that show.
Isn't that so? Like, talk more about that.
You want me to?
Show.
I didn't know if you wanted me to talk
I
about
want you
that
to
with
talk
business
about
radio.
Everything.
Okay.
This is,
you know,
business.
Sometimes when you know, sometimes when you come on other people's radio show, you don't want to necessarily just plug your stuff. So
no,
you give me permission. So Girl Power Hour is another one of my babies. I'm so excited about what Girl Power Hour is doing here mm-hmm. in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a platform for me to bring together women and entrepreneurial women.
Yes.
So therefore, I don't feel the same way. So when I interview these women, I'm like, I was feeling the same way.
Yes.
You know? So I'm able to be like, oh my gosh, we relate in so many different
right.
ways.
Yes.
But Girl Power Hour has taken off since October. I mean, at one point in time, I'm trying to handle the social media for that.
Yes.
I have a great intern. Shout out to Melissa. Now she handles our posting for that. But we actually have people who come to us now by building that platform mm-hmm. of encouraging women. You know, we want to encourage you to fulfill your purpose.
Yes.
We want you to know that there's other women that are out here that are like you.
Doing the same thing, thinking the same thing, feeling the same thing. So listen in so that you can get some good information. Learn from their mistakes so that you don't have to make those mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's valuable
information. Learn from their successes.
Yep, it's valuable information. So, I mean, Girl Power Hours a cross-promotion for Foot Candy, too. I am business savvy. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I bring women on the show. Why not cross-promote Foot Candy
right.
that caters to women, right? So it only
on
makes sense. Hi.
Yeah,
Girl Power Hour only makes sense to do such a thing. And so I really love where Girl Power Hour was going. The name is catchy. We got an hour of women empowerment and mm-hmm. you know, coaching each other and learning from each other and encouraging and, you know, just promoting that positive energy, because, you know, although I wake up every day and I try to be positive, there are some things that I've, you know, like, you know, what's going on with Foot Candy right now, and so much I'm under so much stress, but I still
yes.
gotta walk, you know.
Yes,
I still have to walk, and I can't allow that stress to hinder me from saying that, hey, everything is gonna be all right,
right.
whether I believe it or not,
right,
honey.
Right.
In my mind, if you control your mind, if you say, well, everything is going to be all right repeatedly, everything is going
to
be all right.
But
if you keep saying
that.
Things that are negative
yes.
and it's not provoking, and then eventually you're going to start to think that way.
Yes.
So again, you know, again, all of this comes from me being a young widow.
Mm-hmm.
My husband passed away when I was only 25.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away due to cardiac arrest.
Wow, sorry to hear that.
And, you know, from that point on, I mean, I'm trying to find answers, because, you know, he was a professional athlete.
Right.
And, you know, for me, it was like, you know, where do I go from now? You know, you dream this guy, you get pregnant, you get married, you say you're going to have to pick a fence,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have all of this,
mm-hmm.
you got all the cars, you got the big house, and then all of a sudden, boom, all just goes away, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you move on from that point? You know, how do you say, hey, well, you know what? I'm still here. At
yes.
one point, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, when he passed away, I didn't know where I was going.
So speak to... Mm-hmm. Entrepreneur that's a widow.
Yeah, I mean,
right now,
all I could say, you know, it's really developing a personal relationship with God. You
mm-hmm.
know, for me, I'm not as religious as I should be, but I think everyone is spiritual.
Absolutely.
You know, we all have a spiritual sense in us, and for me, I really had to lean on God, because
mm-hmm.
at that time, it was devastating for me. I had a 6-month-old daughter.
Yes.
And I've never had seen my dad. And, you know, now my child will be able to relate to what I've grown up, you
mm-hmm.
know, how I grew up. And
mm-hmm.
so for me, I just, you know, at one time, honey, I didn't know what to do. I was in the shower trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
You know, I was seriously trying to figure it out, crying every day.
Yes.
Didn't know, you know, how to get on. But then it was one day that I said, you know what, Judy, you got to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't get up, your daughter will see that.
Yeah.
And that's what she would know from how that her mother isn't strong
right.
enough to make that move.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, since then, I've been rocking and rolling. I opened up a boutique. Mm-hmm. I had to really set a place for me to understand where I wanted to go.
Right.
You know, in my mind, I had to get to a point where, hey, this is where I want to go. And mm-hmm. I started journaling mm-hmm. and I brought that journal to fruition. It's almost like, you know what, taking a dream and turning it to a reality.
Right.
You know, it was a reality check for me because, again, at that point, I didn't know what to do.
Right.
But I do want you to know that there is life after death.
Yes.
You know, and so I cater to widows all the time.
Yeah.
Foot Candy, we benefit widows and children all the time because, in a sense, I can relate to these women.
Yeah.
And I know how hurtful it is because you feel like you're alone at
right.
some time.
Yeah.
But truth be told, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. You have to have those great friendships with friends mm-hmm. and you have to have a family that supports you
right.
to the ultimate. Like, you have to have that, and if you don't, that would bring you down.
Yeah.
So I had to lose friends mm-hmm. I've gained friends mm-hmm. friends, you know, it's one of those cases where you just got to keep moving on because there is something at the end of that rainbow.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful because mm-hmm. I made it to the end of that rainbow.
Yes,
honey,
you did, girl.
And I'm
you
like
did.
You know what, it's a celebration.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So
yes, we will be celebrating.
Yeah,
with
I'm
you
tearing
tomorrow
up. I'm tearing up because it's my testimony.
Yes.
And it's what I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no more pain. I feel like I've relieved all of that once I found myself.
Yes.
You know, it's mm-hmm. it's one of those things where you have to find yourself and find out who it is and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the beautiful thing about life.
Yes.
And so my daughter, you know, she, like I said, she's my biggest inspiration, and
yeah.
she looks up to me so much. She's
mm-hmm.
like, you know, she thinks I'm a celebrity, right?
Yes.
And so, she thinks I'm a celebrity because she's like, well, Mom, you're on the radio.
Right.
Mom, you know, I didn't let her watch the VH1 show because
mm-hmm.
we don't do that in the household. Honey.
Mm-hmm.
We don't watch those shows. So, but I did, you know, I wanted to set a platform. And
yes.
so I went on this VH1 reality show called Tough Love Co-Ed. They wanted someone, they really wanted someone with substance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a widow at that time for roughly about, I was 25, I'm 33, so about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about 6 years at the time. And I have not been in a relationship since then, but
mm-hmm.
it was really by choice because I felt like I wanted my daughter to get old. I wanted her to be old enough to understand what I was doing.
Right.
I wanted her to be able to bring it to my attention what it is that she's yearning for
mm-hmm.
as well. And
that's,
so now I'm so
really
grateful
good.
Because she's like, Mom, I want a stepdaddy.
Yeah.
Because my friend's stepdad came and picked her up and she mm-hmm. said she has a dad.
Mm-hmm.
So now she understands
yeah,
that, right?
Yeah.
And so now I'm on my
like
dating game,
approach.
Honey.
Yeah.
I may get a man by Christmas.
So let me ask you, mm-hmm. With that, with being an entrepreneur
yeah.
and dating.
Yeah.
How's that?
Oh, my gosh. it has its challenges, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you got to find somebody who understands your life. You have
mm-hmm.
to find somebody who understands what it is that you're trying to do and what
mm-hmm.
you're trying to, you want the universe to see. And
right.
So, I mean, I have a friend guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been having him for so long. But listen, as women, I say this all the time. You know, it's okay to have friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say you have to sleep with all your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, I have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's not at the point where I want him to be a stepdad for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, he's just what, you know, he's just for me.
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
he's serving your purpose.
He serves my purpose. I mean, listen, you can call somebody up on the phone, like, look, I'm looking for you, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what grown folks can do that
mm-hmm.
when you understand what it is. So
right.
it's okay to be single. I actually enjoy the single life because I'm not ready. I wasn't ready to share. I don't want to share my closet.
Right.
I don't want to have to ask permission if I can go somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now that my daughter is yearning for that and now she's open and she's told me that that's what she likes.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that's what she wants. She
mm-hmm.
wants that stepdad. And I feel like she deserves it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because now she understands what a stepdad is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I didn't understand. I mean, I knew what it was because I have a stepdad. I've never seen my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I understood it, but I didn't know if she understood until she brought it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's brought it to me, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I tell women all the time that are entrepreneurs, listen, we got to start thinking about ourselves. It's okay to take our kids and put our kids in the equation,
mm-hmm.
but our kids feed off of us.
They
all
do.
Right?
They really
they feed
do.
Off, so if you're not happy, your kid isn't going to be happy.
Right.
If you're happy, your kid would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
If you date a guy and you bring him into your house, if as long as you're happy and you're expressing that happiness,
mm-hmm.
then your children will be all right with that, right?
Absolutely.
So you really have to play your cards right. But yeah, for the past 8 years, my daughter has not met another guy ever. And it's been by choice because I wanted her to understand, you know, the pros and the cons of being, what if I date a guy and it doesn't work out? Right. I don't want to be that parent that bring a lot of men in her house because, mm-hmm. you know, that starts statistics. That really grows statistically for your children on how sure and what their life will become, right? Mm-hmm.
That's true. So is Faith all in your business? Does she yes. is she an entrepreneur? What mm-hmm. does Faith have going on? Is she in gymnastics? Am I right?
Yes. She's a gymnast. She's a track. She runs track as well.
Okay.
But Faith has my baby is a chocolate drop. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she hates that. I mean, honestly, because people say it to her all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a chocolate drop.
I love chocolate drops. I have too. Six of them.
Her dad is African American and Nigerian, mm-hmm. and you know. But again, she only sees her mom. I mean, she goes to her paternal grandparents, but mm-hmm. she doesn't necessarily see that. And mm-hmm. then so for me, she's questioned that a lot. So mm-hmm. She's a bookworm.
Love
so
mm-hmm.
Faith is creating bookmarks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to actually be launching her bookmarks this fall. So mm-hmm. she's going to come out and draw some little characters, little chocolate drop girls mm-hmm. that look like her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told her that, you know, she can start setting up shop when I start doing trade shows
yes.
and things. And, you know, she's a bookworm. And it's just to really encourage our kids to read more, you
yes,
know.
It's, yes, yes.
You have this pretty nice bookmark. Some of them will be colorful. Some of them will have different characters. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wanted her to create something that she likes mm-hmm. and that she loves. So we're starting. She has stick figures that are really cute. And I had an artist just create some little things behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's working out with her. And then she kind of gradually went to just, you know, doing some little artwork. She's not an artist, but, you know, for me, I just wanted, she's a bookworm
right.
and she loves bookmarks. And mm-hmm. so I told her that we'll come out with her own line of bookmarks.
That
and
is
so we're
really
still
cool.
working on a name for her.
Yeah, that's yeah. cool. I love it because my kids are all in my business.
Yes,
everybody's,
yeah.
I'm the creator and the founder of this mm-hmm. and that. So it's really
girl,
cool.
My daughter goes to school and come back with money from selling book candy.
Don't you love it?
To the teacher. Yes, girl. I'm like, hold up for a second. Are you kidding me that you just did that? So yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
She's a sweetheart now. She's working for mommy now. That's my little intern.
That's good. So so what's next? We got the foot candy launch event that's tomorrow.
Yep.
What's next? Anything else you want to leave with our listeners?
Okay, so, you know, right now just the focus is on making sure that we get through the product and we're able to, you know, let people know about the product, just educating them on the product and why you should protect your feet. After that, Foot Candy is just going to be on the road.
Yes.
We're going to start doing a lot of trade shows and pop-up shops mm-hmm. now that we have all of our product in. Yay, I'm so excited. We're going to start doing that. And then, again, we give back a lot. I'm on the board of directors for the Mackin Project, which mm-hmm. Is they assist families that has lost a loved one mm-hmm. to violence. And my husband didn't pass from violence, mm-hmm. but they have a widow's relief program.
Okay.
And we create care packages for widows and children. You know, unfortunately, people pass away every day. And so, you know, it's about really getting into those widows and letting them know that there's people like this out here mm-hmm. that are similar, that we could relate on so many different terms. And so, my plan is really to embark on making sure that I continue to support my community of widows and children that has lost their a parent, you know, in their household. And so the Mackin Project, on July 11th, we're going to be doing our second coin drive, which mm-hmm. we do every month.
Mm-hmm.
So we do it at Ink
July Life. 11th, that's coming up.
Yeah, right
that's
after.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing our annual, it's a monthly coin drive that we do at Ink Life Tattoo. And a lot of people like at a tattoo shop. Mm-hmm. Yes, because here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people go in there and people get tattoos, and most of them are due to an experience that they've had in their life,
mm-hmm.
losing a loved one, they get names,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And so, you know, we want to be able to be right there
right.
for those people when they come in. So, you know, they feel that sense of sympathy for them,
right.
you know, and let them know that there's people like here. And so what we do is we collect coins.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, our first event last month, we collected over, I think she said about $175.
That's good.
I mean, for our first event.
For your first event.
We did really, really good. So, you know, we want to make sure that we support our widows that are out here. Foot Candy is here for you. If you know anybody who has experienced that, let you know, a widower or a widow, let us know. We want to be able to support them. We do monetary donations, clothing. We do toiletries. We do everything that we can to help the family out in time of need. In addition to that, we have our first annual widows retreat with me and my good girlfriend, Tanisha Mackin. We're doing a widows retreat where we are going to bring some financial advisors because, you know, during my hard time, I didn't, I was 25, you know, I've gone through a lot of money, and, I've, you know, listen, if I can turn back the hands of time, honey, I'd be sitting nice right about now. But during that time, I, you know, I did a lot of taking care of everybody else, you know, except myself. And so I, that has caused so much, stress on myself. And so, for widows, we're providing a financial advisor to assist you with, coordinating those financial, situations. If you get money, things like that. So you,
that's
you can,
awesome.
You can provide for your legacy, you know, at the end of the day, we're also doing a pillow talk where we're able to talk to each other. We want to pour out our souls. We want to cry with you. We want to hug you. We want to kiss you. You know, we want to be there for them. So we're doing a widow's retreat. And we're going to have a yoga instructor come in. And
I like yoga.
Yeah, I do too. And so, you know, we wanted to, we're thinking of bringing in a minister as well. Because again,
that's always needed.
Yeah, during those times like that, you need that spiritual advisor.
You definitely
do. You need somebody who understands what you're going through and help you give you those biblical terms. Because I'm no biblical scholar, okay? I'm like on Google, like, okay, so what happens when you're going through this?
Right. Google's everybody's best friend. Or it should be anyway. If you're an entrepreneur, it should definitely be your best friend. Well, thank you so much, Jay Nash, for coming in here and just pouring your heart out about your business, about your product, about your life, just sharing. Is there one last tidbit that you can leave with our listeners?
Well, you know, I just want to encourage all of our women out there that, you know what, despite what you're going through, despite you not having the support that you have, if you put yourself in a perfect scenario, all the support is there for you. You know, you have to reach out to women who are doing businesses, learn from these women. You know, you don't want to necessarily think that you got the big head and you can handle everything by yourself, because I've caught myself in bad situations that. So, you know, you want to be open. Yeah, be as open as possible to learning. You know what? I'm a student of life, and you want to continue to learn. You want to evolve. You know, you want to put yourself in a situation where you're able to reciprocate those benefits. And additionally, I just want to say to tune in to Girl Power Hour on Fridays at 11 a.m. Of course, you know, I appreciate Business Radio X for having me on the show. Make sure you come out to Foot Candy's launch tomorrow at Cumberland Mall at Baker Shoes. We're launching all of our product that we have right now. I'm so excited about that.
I'm excited
I am just
as well.
So excited
I'll be
about
there.
That. I can't wait to see you. So make sure you come out for that. If you are unable to make it, you can log on to our website. It's footcandywiththek.net and purchase right there online. I mean, it's like really convenient. Everything is under $9.99. Again, we are out here to let you know that you can be trendy and you can rock those nice heels and have something that's in there that's nice now, all right? That's going to keep you ticking, honey, while you're doing your do. And again, thank you so much, Shanda, for having me
thank
on the show.
Thank you for coming.
And being your first guest, right?
Yes!
I feel lucky. I feel so lucky to be here right now. And so, again, shout out to every all of my movers and shakers. Shout out to all my good Judies out there. Follow me on Instagram. It's at footcandy with the K. Reach out to me if you want to talk to me personally. My email address is footcandy@gmail.com. My Instagram, personal Instagram, is JAENASH1. Again, it's JNASH1 with the EAE, JAENASH1 at Gmail.
Thank you. And thank you everyone for listening today. It was my first show. Thank you for being with me.
That's so sweet. I'm so excited for you.
So, again, I'm Shanda Cadet. I help women entrepreneurs balance business and family. If you need my help, I am here. info@businessbabiesandbeauty.com. Just tune in next week. We have more special guests. We're always going to be highlighting women entrepreneurs in Atlanta. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.